Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Mike Essen, a concerned citizen from South Florida, and he has his own radio program, and we're going to discuss the issue of the Equality Act, or so-called Equality Act. Just to give an example, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council calls it an egregious attack on religious freedom, and he used the phrase Orwellian reach. Mike Essen, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Jerry, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, first of all, let's start with this note. Tell us a little bit about where you're coming from. I'm a Christian. This is a Christian station, and I understand you're Jewish, but we share some of the same Judeo-Christian values in terms of morality. And how is it that this particular bill, Equality Act, raised your concern, your cackles, if you will?
Great question, Jerry, and I'll explain to you how. I first heard about this bill roughly a month or 2 months ago when Nancy Pelosi introduced it, and I shared great concerns from my positions in the past, you know, special rights for the LGBT community, I thought in transgender bathrooms. And I looked closer into this bill, and I saw that it harms women, it harms children, it takes away liberties from a religious and a secular viewpoint, and it's pro-abortion. It gets worse as it goes along. And not many, and as a talk show host, there were talk about the other talk show hosts that are national were afraid to speak out on it. They're getting better now about that. And I thought to myself, I cannot remain silent about what I build that I would consider so odious and evil. And I don't use that term lightly, Jerry. But I campaign every week for it, almost every week. I debated a local
OCC. You say for it, but you mean against it.
Against it, excuse me.
Yeah.
Against it.
Sure.
Against it, my apologies. And I just cannot be silent, and there's everything in this bill, everything that I mentioned, I can explain in further detail, but it is scary, and it would change the culture and so many issues to the point where I'd be afraid. I'm just afraid.
All right.
I can't stand alone.
And we will go ahead and break this down point by point. I wrote down some of these points that you made, but let's just say this. Of course, this passed in the House, but that doesn't mean that the Senate will pass it. And even if it was to pass in the Senate, that doesn't mean that President Trump would sign it. But these things, you know, they start now at this level, and then 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, things change, and, you know, lo and behold, like the bad penny that keeps returning, this will one day reappear, even if it doesn't, get passed this time, which it doesn't look like it will. Let's start one at a time. Harms women, you said. How does the Equality Act, which is supposedly in favor of women, harm women in any way?
Sure. Well, let's take girls' sports for one thing. This would eliminate women's sports because it would allow transgenders who are men who identify, not just to have the operation, but identify as women to play in women's sports. And we know biologically women can't compete in men's sports.
Yes.
And even athletes, young athletes on TV who have lost their scholarships on YouTube have begged the Congress not to pass this bill because it's just and that it would ruin that area. And I want to mention one other area, Jerry.
Sure.
It would traumatize them in their own private restrooms. Like in Alaska homeless shelter, there was a biological male who forcefully tried to use a woman's restroom, and there was nothing they could do about it. So they could traumatize and re-traumatize them at the same time, which it will inevitably do.
Hmm. One quick comment on the sports thing. I'm not a fast person at all, and just for the health of it, I have run many half marathons, and I have never, ever seen a woman come first or second or third. I mean, they're most of them are much faster than me. I'm just doing it, as I say, for the health of them. I'm way back there. As I like to say, I'm in shape, round as a shape. But bottom line is, women are different. And so that's one aspect of how this could harm women. Is there any other angle about how the Equality Act might possibly harm women that you want to explore? And then we'll look into the issue of children.
Well, let me intertwine them for a second.
Sure.
Young girls are part of the equation, too. And this would eliminate not only privacy, but a young male who identifies as a female could easily use a girl's locker room.
Yes.
At grade school, and that would not only terrify them from a emotional standpoint, from physical standpoint, you know how mean kids could be. So it would cause physical and emotional abuse at the same time, and there'd be nothing to report or that the government or the schools could do about it under this bill.
Wow. And by the way, I cover as a story for D. James Kennedy Ministries, my full-time employer. A couple of years ago, it was a major lawsuit in a public school district in the Chicago area. 51 families joined together. 51 families joined in this lawsuit against this transgender policy that the school was imposing. And one of the fathers of a high school girl, one of the fathers said, I don't want my daughter to be introduced to the opposite sex in the locker room, of the girls' room, you know, on the swim team or something like that. In other words, this transgender issue is a lot deeper than people realize. And, the thing that was so crazy, too, about so many of these cases is that some of the times the schools or the corporations or whatever have said, look, We'll compromise. We'll give you a unisex bathroom and locker room that you can change into. But no, that's not good enough, because then that means you're demeaning me. I really am a woman, even though I'm a man and was born as a man.
Absolutely. And the fact that kids are powerless. We've learned from the foster care, which I'll get into in a second, that sometimes abusive parents get kids. And the fact that kids would have to be subjected to that horrifies me, because I have a soft spot in my heart for them, girls or boys.
Okay, how would this bill harm children other than anything we've said? And if you want to go into the foster issue, that's fine.
I really do want to, Jerry. It would, if the Catholic Charities or any foster home does not allow same-sex couples to adopt children, they cannot exist. Which means kids would either be homeless or they stay in foster care, which we know can be very abusive. Let me give you one example, please.
Sure.
In Philadelphia, Catholic Social Services denied this, and there was an urgent call for 300 additional families to foster children. And those foster children, unfortunately, are going to remain fatherless and motherless for hopefully not long, but it could be forever, and I'm very sad about that and I'm very upset.
And what you're saying is that the Catholic Charities, and this is true, by the way, for some of the evangelical groups as well, saying,
right,
I'm sorry, but we, in good conscience, we cannot place a child in a same-sex household, and they would be then denied. This happened in Massachusetts, by the way, as well. And then what ends up happening is the kids get hurt because they don't have this loving home situation.
Absolutely, Jerry. And remember, we're talking about children because they don't agree with this Equality Act or the LGBT community's policy. You're punishing innocent children, and every policy. Not, I don't think the Equality Act's even debatable, but that issue within itself can be debated in the legislature, but never punish an innocent child for this. And that's one of the many, many problems with this horrendous bill.
Okay, you say that the bill is pro-abortion. What does abortion have to do with the Equality Act?
I asked myself that 4 weeks ago, and then I found out the answer. And I want to thank Liberty Counsel did a good job of this with Matt Staver.
Mm-hmm.
In the bill, H.R. 5, it states that government would have to pay for abortions, and abortion on demand would be law. And, Jerry, I've been involved in the pro-life movement over 30 years. That is also child abuse. Abortion is also child abuse.
It's the ultimate child abuse, you know. Hey,
the
we just kill the kid.
Exactly.
I mean, remember that that Alabama legislator a couple of weeks ago said, look, we can either, kill them now in abortion, or we can kill them in the electric chair, after they grow up and have a life of crime, because supposedly they're unwanted and therefore this is the way they're going to turn out. At least he acknowledged that abortion is killing.
I acknowledge that, but the bill adds abortion to all these other horrific aspects, and we just can't sit down and lie down, and it gets worse than what we're talking about, and we'll talk about that, and you'll mention these other things I meant charged or later, but it's. I'm so glad it's not passing now. Hopefully it never passes. I'm surprised anyone would think of a bill like this. 10 years ago, I would have thought it was a TV series, and I would have been scared to watch it because I hate child abuse.
Yeah, like a science fiction or something. Religious freedom. How would the Equality Act impact religious freedom?
Great question. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which, by the way, in 1993 was passed, was introduced by Chuck Schumer and Ted Kennedy, nevertheless, passed overwhelmingly, would be obliterated. And pastors,
how would it be? So,
it simply says it would be obliterated. It would obliterate that law. The law would no longer exist. And I want to point out to you that it would punish pastors and observant Jewish rabbis for mentioning, and you're a Bible scholar, Jerry, it says homosexuality is a sin. And that's what it says in both Testaments.
Right.
And Christian schools would also have to take transgender teachers and do the same bathroom policy.
Would they have to take homosexual teachers? I mean, practicing?
Transgender teachers, yes. Yes, absolutely. And transgender teachers who are people
well.
Identify as
yeah.
the other sex, and kids would have to know about this as well.
You know, here's the crazy thing. America was founded, and we even have our First Amendment, which says that our first two liberties are the, religious freedom. There would be no national denomination. That's called the Establishment Clause. And there'd be free exercise of religion. And yet, in effect, what this is saying is that homosexual rights trump religious rights.
Absolutely. And to me, I don't even see where this elevates the homosexual community. I mean, yeah, they get, I wouldn't even call it special rights. They get privileges which trample on everybody else's rights. And the average citizen who's not part of the LGBT community really suffers, as is this whole country.
Okay, this is claiming to essentially round off the Civil Rights Act of 1964, whereas that dealt with racial prejudice. This is dealing with prejudice against homosexuals, against transgenders, against women who want to have abortions. Is that correct?
If you want to, yes. What it does is it doesn't add the women, the abortion part is part of the bill. Yes, so it is part of that. But it adds gender identity and sexual preference to the 1964 Act, Civil Rights Act 1964. That is correct, Jerry.
Hmm. Okay, what else needs to be said? We have about 2 minutes left. And by the way, let me ask you this. Why did Nancy Pelosi think this bill was needed? And by the way, I mean, if you look at the culture at large, you see that if you speak out against the LGBT, agenda, you can be punished. You can lose your job. It's good that we have this. Would this radio program be, at risk or something just for speaking
Absolutely
out on these issues?
Really? I could prove it to you.
Okay.
You know, Pastor Hagee, John Hagee is in
yes.
Canada. He said homosexuality is a sin. They have laws like this off the air. So it's something that really needs concern. But I also want to mention two other things, if I might, for now.
Sure.
It would force doctors to give puberty blockers to children at the age of 11 over the objection of their parents.
Oh.
And employers would have to pay for sex change operations. Jerry, this is something we cannot take lying down, and I am so thankful it's not passing now, and hopefully this never passes, ever. But as an American citizen, as a talk show host, I will not remain silent, no matter who does or who doesn't. I will be on the front lines of this battle,
as I
am now.
Well, thank you for joining us. We have half a minute left. Why did Nancy Pelosi think this bill is needed?
She has a whole different mindset than mine, but I think she just wants to cater to that element of the LGBT rights community. Because the first three things a politician wonders is, will this help me get reelected speaker or get reelected? I don't think she's putting the will of the people first. That's my opinion.
Hmm. All right. Mike Essen, concerned citizen, also radio host. And we'll link to your blog spot. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike, and for sounding the alarm.
Thank you so much, Jerry.